Welcome to the Book Nook. My name is Zane and I love bringing new, wonderful stories to you every week. Today's story, written in the stars, is voiced by Polly Capotieno, who you may know as Fancy Fingers from the band Sauti Sol. Polly Cap co-authored Written in the Stars with another fantastic writer, Melissa Wahu.
What shall we name him? Asked the bright cockerel, as he stood majestically with his colorful feathers in full display under the big tree that stood tall in the middle of the land. He looked lovingly at the newborn baby. It was evening and the sun was setting. What shall we name him? The animals responded. For the great naming ceremony, all the farm animals had gathered under the tall green trees where the river flowed. The animals wanted to welcome this child into their beautiful land. What shall we name him? Asked the cockerel. Let us look at the weather, uttered Bien, the mighty bull, as he raised his majestic horns and gently lifted his head. The season and time will tell us his name and show us the blessing that this little boy brings to us. Will it rain to bring us growth? Or will the sun scorch the land? The animals nodded in agreement. What shall we name him? The cockerel asked again. Savara, the thoughtful dog, gave a low growl and swished his tail as he stood in the thick grass. What names are in his family? Because his lineage will flow through his clan and continue his family's heritage. At this, there was silence, for Savara had spoken wisdom. What shall we name him? The cockerel looked at the animals. Oh, I know, said the proud peacock, Chimano, as he strutted up and down with his tail spread out in full display. Let us give him a name that speaks of his character, for as we say it, so shall he become. Be it kind, loving, a leader, or inventor, his name will go before him, and he will grow into it. The cheers echoed as all the animals celebrated his wonderful suggestion. What shall we name him? The cockerel asked again. Look up to the sky, announced Otieno, the goat, as he strutted about with his broad chest and towering presence. Right here in the sky, see the lone star that shines? All the animals looked up in wonder. His name, it seems, is written in the stars. This surely must be a sign that we should name him Nyota, for his future is bright, and he will bring us laughter. And this settled the matter. All were in agreement that a star had been born. The end.
That's it for this week's story. Check the show notes for details on where you can find this book and others by Melissa and Polycarp. You can also find Fancy Fingers music on all streaming platforms. This episode's production has been made possible by the African creators and marketers at Verge. See you next time!